Welcome to Insight Pabaki. This is our very first episode. Here, we discuss various globally traded companies or stock. I'm Michelle, and with me, I have my Tali and Surabhi. So I have a riddle for you guys. What do a group of whales listen to on a long journey?
Radio?
No, podcasts.
It's a good one.
And with this, we begin with our podcast channel. 2020 and 2022. Things have changed a lot, isn't it? COVID-19 changed the world. Life has a different perspective now. But the pharma industry was on its toes for the entire time. Nothing would have been possible without their diligent efforts. Kudos to all the healthcare workers.
Yes, Michelle, you're correct. COVID has changed everything. Not only life, but businesses have changed. Really kudos to all health workers around the globe. But there was a silver lining to the pandemic. Climate and weather has changed for better. On a lighter note, a few weeks back, I saw a funny video whereby a penguin came out of the sea and just laid down itself on the sun deck of a hotel on a beach. There were obviously no guests due to COVID restrictions. He seemed so relaxed and peaceful, as though it's having the best time of its life. Perhaps animals, earth and nature kind of got a reset due to the pandemic.
Oh, that's true, my Tali. Earth has changed in all the possible ways due to pandemic. Coming back to pharma companies, one such company who has always been striving hard with research and other such activities is GSK PLC. GSK, which was formed by the merger of GlaxoWelcome and SmithKline-Beckham, is one of the top 10 pharma companies in the world. Interesting, isn't it? My Tali, will you please give us some details about the company? Insight Pabaki is brought to you by Pabaki Capital.
Yes, indeed. So, before moving on to your question on GlaxoSmithKline, I would like to tell you about hedge fund Pauki Capital. So, Pauki Capital is a Colorado-based US hedge fund that focuses on dynamic multi-strategy investment style. The company has solid past performance record, outperforming benchmark indices. One of the unique things about Pauki Capital is that it does not charge any management fees. Management fees are zero, unlike others that may charge 2%. Also, Pauki believes in fair profit sharing. Investors keep 80% of investment gains. Last but not the least, Dr. Ashok Patel, the founder of hedge fund, is a man of principles. He believes in Gandhian philosophy of honesty and integrity. The man does not even have a driving ticket.
Oh, great. That sounds interesting.
Yes, indeed it is. Dr. Patel has 30 years of investment experience. In fact, he has invested the vast majority of his saving in Pauki Capital, the same pot as investors. You can learn more about him and Pauki Capital by visiting the website www.paukicapital.com. Circling back to your question, Michelle, about GlaxoSmithKline. So GlaxoSmithKline, or GSK as it is called, is a London-based global biopharma company. Together with its subsidiaries, it engages in creation, development, and marketing of pharma products and vaccines and medicines globally. They are also known for developing cancer medicines, including ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, and multiple myeloma. In fact, some of their medicines have life-changing potential for patients.
And where is GSK stocks listed?
GSK is primarily listed on the London Stock Exchange. It is also a part of FTSE 100 or FTSE index as we call it. Its current market cap is about 60 billion pounds. It also has a secondary listing on the NYSE New York Stock Exchange.
And how well are they coping up with their product approvals, Mithali?
Oh, that's been good. In 21, GSK delivered 3 major product approvals for endometrial cancer, COVID-19 and HIV. They are also focusing on 28 R&D projects, including those deemed critical and urgent by World Health Organizations.
And how are they contributing to the global vaccines arena?
GSK administers 2 million vaccines daily, and 40% of the children around the globe receive their vaccine. Since 2017, they have delivered 13 major approvals and more than doubled the number of new vaccines and medicines in phase 3.
Insight Babaki is brought to you by Babaki Capital. Sounds interesting. Thank you, Mithali. Moving on, they had a spin-off, isn't it, Surabhi?
Oh, yes. In July 2022, GSK made a historic decision and demerged its consumer healthcare business by forming Haleon. GSK wanted to focus on biopharma, prioritizing the investment in developing novel vaccines and specialty medicines. This demerger created two publicly traded companies, one concentrating on pharma and R&D, and the other on consumer healthcare.
Any other mergers or acquisitions?
Yes, to strengthen its core and solidify its forte in cancer, GSK acquired California-based Sierra Oncology for $1.9 billion. It's a late-stage biopharma company focused on the treatment of rare forms of cancer. Also, this August, GSK also acquired Affinivax, based in Cambridge, Boston, Massachusetts, which is a clinical-stage biopharma company. Also, do you guys know that GSK has partnered with Alphabet's Verily Life Sciences? The life science knowledge of GSK and Verily's expertise of software and electronics are put together for the development of bioelectronic medicines to treat chronic diseases.
Amazing! Moving ahead, progress is impossible without change. Seems GSK has changed for good.
Oh, definitely, yes. GSK now focuses to be a biopharma company, prioritizing innovation in vaccines and specialty medicines. In quarter 3 call, GSK CEO Emma Walmsley told us that they are again rising their full year guidance and expect good momentum in 2023. This would strengthen their confidence in their performance, which is driven by Shingrix expansion and expected launches, including the new RSV vaccine. And this sounds affirmative, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But before moving on, I would like to ask you a question.
Sure, Michelle.
So, how do dolphins and whales pass down and share knowledge through the generations?
Not really sure of this.
By a podcast, naturally.
No. Interesting.
So, moving on. Will you please throw some light on their product portfolio?
Sure, Michelle. GSK's 19 medicines and vaccines in phase 3 development. Further, they have total 65 vaccines and medicines which are in clinical development phase. So that brings us about 85 vaccines and medicines inclusive of all phases and indications.
The world suffers daily from air pollution. It is a leading threat to the entire mankind. It has caused 11.65% of deaths globally. We urge everyone to use preventive methods like driving your car less, don't burn your garbage, plant and care for trees, or use less energy. to reduce air pollution globally. Let's build a better today and tomorrow.
GSK must be attracting a lot of global competition, isn't it?
Oh, hell lot. Merck, Eli Lilly, Bristol Myers Squibb, Johnson & Johnson, Novartis are some of their major competitors.
How much revenue are they investing in their R&D?
So, R&D in the healthcare sector plays a vital parameter. It's the future revenue generator for the company, and at the same time, it saves and improves lives. Merck, which is strongly rooted in the respiratory drug market, has invested the most, that is 29.4% in R&D, in the last quarter. Eli Lilly also spent something around 26%. BMS and Novartis has invested in low 20s. And GSK, with its 85 vaccines and medicines, spent 17.2% of its revenue in R&D. Its Japanese counterpart, Chugai Pharmaceutical, which primarily deals in oncology, spent 16.3%, and Johnson & Johnson had spent in mid-teens.
Moving on to the valuations, can you throw some light on the GSK's financials?
Oh yes. GSK's recent PE ratio is 4.2 times, which seems undervalued compared to its peers, which is average of 13.5 times. It is also lower than the European pharma industry average of 17.2 times. Its EV by EBITDA stands at 7.2 times, which is better than the industry average of 12.8 times. And its EV to revenue stands by 1.8 times. Again, which is better than the industry median.
Looks like GSK's growth over the years provides confidence to investors.
Yes, GSK's dividend payment have also increased over the last 10 years. Its current dividend yield is about 5.4%, and it is higher than the top 25% of its dividend players in the UK market. So, it has reasonable valuations and growing dividend, and that provide a good yield to the investors.
Inside Babaki is brought to you by Babaki Capital. Turning to my tally, how do you think GSK is placed financially?
Michelle, GSK is growing stronger. Its consistent M&A activities are helping it to focus on its core strength as well as spread its wings in complementary areas. GSK's financials provided the strength that it needs. The company has seen consistently positive free cash flows in the past 10 years. Also, since 2017, the free cash flows has been high enough to cover the dividend payments. So, the company is producing enough cash flows not only to invest in future growth in the form of CapEx, but also to reward shareholders in the form of dividends.
But GSK does have debts on its balance sheet.
Yes, it does. But there is a silver lining to it. In the third quarter, GSK had £19.3 billion of long-term debt. In comparison, it also had £7.1 billion of cash and equivalents. And the silver lining is that the company is now majorly focused on maintaining financial discipline.
So, looking at the broader picture, do you think GSK could be a stock for your portfolio, Mitali?
Well, before answering that question, let me point towards management's outlook. In the third quarter conference call, Emma Walmsley, GSK's CEO, pointed not only towards the company's improving performance, like generation of cash flow and competitive distributions, but also towards focus on pay down of debt, which is also being aided by currencies. Overall, with strong cash flows, a focus on financial discipline, and bright growth prospect, GSK looks like a great investment opportunity. Also, its reasonable valuations and high dividend yield convey that possibly it's the right time to choose this stock for your portfolio.
That brings us to the end of our very first episode. Thank you, Maitali and Surabhi, for joining us during that great discussion on GSK. We hope the information was beneficial to you. Thanks for listening to Inside Pabaki. Inside Pabaki is brought to you by Pabaki Capital. If you enjoy our show, please comment below and be sure to come back for the next discussion. Until then, this is Michelle. Please note, we have input the numbers from a variety of sources. For more information about stocks, ideas, blogs, please visit our website at www.pabakivirtualwatercooler.com. This podcast was created by Pabaki Capital Team. Please note the information presented herein is provided solely for discussion and illustration purposes and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Kindly consult your financial advisor before making any investment decisions. For full disclaimer, please visit www.pabakicapital.com.